I'm tipping Italy and England.
It's still on.
It's either coming home or it's time to say goodbye. But we'll see.
For the best Euro 2020 coverage, subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast and download the OTB Sports app.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetsetGo. Quick start car insurance you can sort anytime online, then bounce on with your day. Get a quote today at GetsetGo.ie. The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Wednesday, the 7th of July. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Italy are through to the final of Euro 2020. They beat Spain on penalties last night. Chelsea's Jorginho scoring the decisive spot kick as they won 4-2 in the shootout at Wembley. It had finished 1-1 after 120 minutes. The Azzurri now await the winners of tonight's second semi-final between England and Denmark. England are aiming to reach a first major tournament final since 1966, while Denmark were the last side to beat them at Wembley. It's an 8 o'clock start. England boss Gareth Southgate feels his side are prepared for what's to come.
I think the players are ready. They've got tremendous experience now themselves, having been in this situation before. So I think our preparation's been calm, and we know we're playing a really good opponent. We knew that before the autumn. We knew even more so after the games in the autumn. So it's going to be a really, really tight game, I think, and I think an exciting game for everybody.
Denmark goalkeeper Kasper Schmeichel had a funny response when asked about whether they wanted to stop football coming home.
What would it mean to you guys to stop it coming home tomorrow night?
Has it ever been home? I don't know, have you ever won it?
1966 it was home.
Well, was that not the World Cup?
Yeah, exactly. But I'm saying the whole thing about a national tournament finally coming home, finally the actual success this country craves. What would it mean to you to stop that coming home?
To be honest, I haven't given any thought to what it would mean to stop England more than what it would do for Denmark.
The former England manager Steve McClaren was on the show last night. He feels England stepped up a gear against Ukraine with a 4-2-3-1 formation.
We only had three attackers in each of the four games previous. And with that system formation, it allows Sancho to come into the team. We had Sterling on one side, Sancho on the other. Mount back in that 10 position causing problems, and Kane playing higher and staying in the box. And once you get the ball in the box, as we did, Kane comes alive. And I think you saw that. We got crosses, we got combinations into the box. Kane's come alive. We scored from two set plays, which we hadn't looked like doing before. So everything came together in that game, total 90 minutes of domination. And the key was 60 minutes, 4-0 up. Gareth looks around, makes five changes, still leaves Grealish and Foden on the bench.
I know.
And still, the quality that comes on the field, like Henderson, Rashford, is incredible. Yeah. And then you've still got the young talents, conveyor belt of talent like Bellingham coming on, 17 years old. And what a squad that is.
Shamrock Rovers take on Slovan Bratislava in the Champions League qualifiers this evening. The first qualifying round, first leg, kicks off in Slovakia at 5:30 Irish time. The Lions will look to focus on matters on the pitch when they take on the Sharks in the third warm-up game this evening. Ulster's Ian Henderson skippers the tourists. Connacht's Bundy Aki starts in midfield. Tadhg Furlong, Tadhg Byrne, Jack Conan and tour captain Conor Murray are among the replacements for the 6 o'clock kickoff in Johannesburg. The Irish under-20s take on Italy in the Six Nations in Cardiff from 2 today. It is men's quarterfinals day in tennis at Wimbledon. Top seed Novak Djokovic continues his bid to join Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer on 20 Grand Slam titles when he plays Martin Fucsovics. Federer goes up against Hubert Hurkacz. Elsewhere, 7th seed Matteo Berrettini faces Felix Auger-Aliassime, while Karen Khachanov plays Denis Shapovalov. In Gaelic games, Kildare pulled off a big shock in the second round of the Leinster Under-20 Hurling Championship last night. The Lily Whites were 16-112 winners over Wexford at Newbridge. They'll face Offaly in the quarter-finals. The other quarter-final will see Kilkenny play Laois following the Amore County's 32-point win over Antrim. Roscommon beat Leitrim 4-16 to 10 points in the Connacht Under-20 football quarters. The peloton faces a brutal climb on today's 11th stage of the Tour de France. They'll have to scale Mont Ventoux on the 200-kilometre stage. Tadej Pogacar continues to wear the leader's yellow jersey. The going's good. Gunther Firmin places ahead of this afternoon's eight-race card at Ferry House. The first off there is at 4:25. Don't forget OTB AM with Jergal Roy and Owen Sheehan from 7:30. We're speaking to Paddy Agnew and Conor Madden on the show. Then tonight we'll have live commentary of that Lions game against the Sharks on OTB Sports Radio from 5. Neil Tracy, Devon Toner and Tommy Bow will be our expert team for the call. That is your brief for today. You can check out more of our content on the OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store to download the app for iOS and Android. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app. The OTB Podcast Network with GetSetGo. Quickstart car insurance you can sort anytime, online, then bounce on with your day. Get a quote today at GetSetGo.ie.